it's not from Sefer Torah. They donate it to the shul. Shumanichim mitpoch, mitpochas, the base of Moses. Either donate Sefer Torah and Mentalach. Mutal ishtamish mahem, called Sefer v'Sefer. I donated this Mentalach for this Sefer Torah, my Sefer Torah. Now they want to use it for different Sefer Torah. It's all the same thing. Shul Adas Kein, who's the shul? Why should you think not so? What's the question? What does it say? Lama Tzer. Koshkei mitpocha ishak izborim koi demos in tzoch asor shabesak lo yivar das kei mitmishu. The Gabbai bought it for sure, you can use it for any Sefer Torah. But even if someone donated it, having in mind the specific Sefer Torah, you can still switch it from one to the other. Avo, amanichem bebeisam v'achakach megdishem. But if I held the Sefer Torah at home for a couple of years, then I donated it to the shul. Kei mishal da'asol sefer sefer nasem v'nishtam ishbol sefer sefer. So nichem sefer Torah, really. What does it say? Lama tezm shem kol shini mik dusha dusha osam lo la chamura mimen. Well, yesh nativu. Why should you ashana? Kim shal pod pa eni marim mimen. It's the exact same kedusha. And the din is that a meis is osa bahano. A meis is osa bahano. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk. That's also, Mishlo Melech is not so convinced that it's a din deraisa. As Tosfos says, the Pharisee that it's a din deraisa. He's not so sure that the Gemara learns that a hog there is shavet. Atama Shom Miriam, Shom Shom. Egg Ravufi thinks maybe it's only on a smach. But Tosfos assumes that it's a deraisa. Then the din is that Misham Shea meis are osa bahano. Let's say I designated Tachrichim for this meis. That's Taka, I made a coffin. I put the meis in this coffin. I just designated it, so it's as one of our milsi. But if I put the mace in the coffin, then I decide I want to put him in a nicer coffin. I want to switch to put different tachrichim. So that's takedin. You're not allowed to switch the tachrichim from one mace to the other. Because that's mishamshe hamace in particular. It's not a din, tashmish hamace in general. You're not allowed to use it for any purpose other than for this. You're about to say the Torah. It's very surprising, the first opinion. What does Ramah say? Ramah says, they switch from one Sefer to another because of Leib Bez and Masnale. It's a different reason why. I would have thought because Tam is nothing but nothing. It's the exact same thing. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah is cut in Lamanet and Shem Chumas Aldeshan. It's a good title. Lei Bez Masna means on something that has to do with the Tzibur. So even if the Rosh HaKohol or the Rabbi in the Shul didn't have a mind when they dedicated the Shul, they say Lei Bez Masna. But a private person had a Sefer Torah in his home for a couple of years and then he donates it to the Shul, how can they say Lei Bez Masna on the private person Sefer Torah? That he designated the Mentala for any Sefer Torah. Yeah, okay. That's the exact objection. Mashach Lei Bez Masna. Ulai the Neymar the Marik Yishoya Daita Metchila B'Shoshah Konos Alagdisha had a mind Tzochi. Maybe he had a mind in the beginning that he's going to give it to the Shul after a couple of years. He says Tzochi. The Ramah says that's the reason why the Minig is Lahaka because Leib Bez Masna. He doesn't just say like the Mishnah Berurah Mem Kimish Al Kol Pei Demeni Marid Mekdusha. It's the exact same level of Kedusha. Not the same as maybe holds us like Misham Shamates, and not allowed to use it for any other purpose other than this Sefer Torah. No. Let's see, what's your Hanogim Lanechat Atra Sefer Torah, Berosh HaKoire, the Siyam HaTorah. We used to take the crown of the Sefer Torah, put it on top of the Chosin Torah, the Chosin Bereshis, whatever. So, you know, how are you allowed to use that? Are you allowed to take the crown and put it on is the king allowed to take the crown from the Sefer Torah? Use it for himself. He says, no, that's permissible. Why? Because they're doing it, the covet of Torah, not doing it, the covet of the chosin Torah. What is a mem base? Shani yom alei bez and mas nalzeh, b'makom shenogi kim kim shen ishtam shen l'kavet, kim shen ishtam l'kavet of Torah, that's why. Abul b'roshi chasan v'yom alom. But to take the crown of himself, to put it on the chosin's head, chosin is not necessarily learn it. So that's the covet of chosin, not the covet of Torah. Ain't on the master by Torah, shame Tashmish and Dusha, the covet of Sefer Torah, shame Mishtamish Mem head, give the covet out. I'm a Histu, if Histu, okay. Okay, the reason why it's Mutter is because they say, Lei Bez the Masna, and it's the covet of Torah. Abba, Haminich, Mosem, Rosh, Chasan, and the Alma, Boichim b'yodam. That you're not allowed to do. Boichim b'yodam. I never heard. You ever see such a meaning that they put the crown on the person? Mehai Yerushalmi. Okay. What's your dalach? Nerish al shaybish and the son of Kusi la avodas elilim. They have the candles in the church. The kibon, shamashon, and the galach, and the church blew them out. And the son of Amcham Yisrael, and he sold it to a Jew. He gave it to a Jew. Also, the Hadlikam and Beis Haknesses. Why? Why it's Asabano? So the Rambam says not Asabano. Afal Pishim Matarim LaHedyot. Because when it's Asabano, when it's in the church, because it's Misham Shavu Dizar. Once the Galach sells it, he gives it to a Jew. He knows it's not going to be used again for Avodah Zarah. So that's Bitul. So that is a Bitul. But nonetheless, it's Maus Lagavoya. What's Memvov? That's the Gemara. They had a candelabra that they used in the church. And the church, they sold it. So obviously, the mevat lit when they sell it, it's no longer going to be used. Misham shevadizar. Falach beisak nasas mishum demos. Uadin lahadlik b'hem beveisa letzorch mitzvah v'ner Shabbos. Yeah. You're not allowed to buy your life from the church and use it for benching lift. After the old rabbit seeded lahakel, on what? To use it at home. I mean, most lagavah is only in shul. Most lagavah is in Beis Hamikdash. The shul is a mikdash miyat. So the prima godim interprets in the times that even to use a leichter, to buy a candelabra from the church, to use it for any mitzvah is most. After the rabbit seated the hakel, it's only in the shul and only based on mikdash. Prima godim, agod, Rabbi Kiva, ege, mitzadinim, lahoris, kedivri, hataz. Bring us hafsalim. What about the benches, pews from the church? But the elitim, shame, osim, rak, yeshiva, biyam, above the noy, lahakum, it was never tashmishe, avarizar. Hosaka, prima godim, muta, the base of knesses, af, believe people. It was never Misham Shev Arizar. And it's not called Moos Lagavoy. It was never us. Okay. Yeah. Right. So that's where they got it from. That's where the Prima Gordon got it from. The Moos, you know. But there it's different because it was Mamish, the Avarizar. It was Mamish, the Avarizar. It's only Misham Shev Arizar. I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah. Can we say anything that's Misham Shev Arizar cannot be used for Tashmish and Kedusha?
Right, even for mitzvahs, not only Tashmish Kedusha and the Beis HaKnesses, even for a mitzvah of lighting candles at home. The Gemara says by Ruach, also Moos Lagavoy. That's what we assume, like the Prima Godim against the Saviyot Rabbi. Let's see, what does the Rama say? Muma Oibe Kachovim Shenosan Shaiva Ne'er the Beis HaKnesses also Lagliko. A Jew who converted to a different religion, and he donates something to the Beis HaKnesses, he donates wax or candles to the Beis HaKnesses, he's not allowed to use it. Why? And Mishnah Berurah writes, Mem Zayin Huadin Shadvar, whatever he donates. Also Ladlika, why? Oh, Mem Ches, the Domi Le Korban, Shei Mekablim Memenu. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to accept a Korban from a Jew who worships Avodah Zarah. You are allowed to accept from a non-Jew who worships Avodah Zarah, as long as the Korban is to the God of the Jewish people. Gives a carbon to Jesus, he can't accept it. Based on, if you accept the carbon from a non-Jew, worships Avodah Zarah, he gives it Lashamai. But if it's a Jew who's worshipping Avodah Zarah, he's worse. It's a quirk of a din. A Jew who's a mumal Avodah Zarah is worse than a guy who's an Oivet Avodah Zarah. So you can't accept the carbon from him. Well, then mumal Chal Shabbos befes, and mumal Achis, afil bechum shamitz, shem kabin len a carbon. Whoa! How does he know that that's true? Mogen Avram says that. Wow, that's a chiddush. Pashtus is that it's not necessarily so. Mumal Chal Shabbos Befesia, Mumal Lahachis, and Shar Mitzvahs, Adina Ka'akum, so Shchitos and Avela. Adina Ka'akum doesn't mean that it's necessarily a Moos Lagavoy, the Eim Kablim, a man of carbon. Whoa. Eim Kablim, double of it basically does. Means, Nas the Moos Lichter, Sefer Torah Bishmon. Sure, if he donated money, means if he donated a carbon, he donated something to the shul, you don't accept it. But if you donate cash and we're going to buy something for the shul, that is okay. He says, look in the Mogen Avraham, says like that. The Chavetz Chaim has in his sefer on Kutchin. He wrote like a riff on Kutchin. Likutei Alochas, he calls it, because the riff is called Alochas, Hilchas Rav Alchas. He called his Likutei Alochas. We don't have a riff on Zvachim and Menachas. He wrote an imitation riff with his commentaries, Alach Toida, on the bottom of the page. So the so he has the rechidish that called benecha lo yochal bo, that a Jew worships avodah zarah is not allowed to participate in a korban pesah. So it even applies if he's a mumach al shabbos befreshed. Din kakam also the same. That you can't, he shouldn't allow him to participate in eating korban pesah. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said, that his father thought it wasn't right. That's only avodah zarah, because mo'os lagavai, same thing duchanim. Same thing duchanim. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Kaf Chav Tov, you must have learned it already, about duchanim. So he says, one is a mumer, a kohen who is avodah zarah, you don't let him duchan. And one if he's machal shabbat v'hesed, also you don't let him duchan. So Moshe also has a tshuva about that, that it's, he doesn't accept that Mishnah Berurah. How do you know? How do you know to jump from one to the other? Ovid Avodah Zarah is Moos Lagavoya. Chal Shabbos Behesia is Dina in Mumr is Agave. He's a Mumr. He's Dina Kakum, but he's not the same Moos Lagavoya. Here it's an Indian of Moos. So he was also saying the same Chiddush he writes. He quotes from the Magen Avraham. That the Chiddush he can ding Zahan. What's your base? Ach, Mishinim, Tzabishemish, Aldeis, Aknes, and whom Moos? Also, Adlika Bebeis Hakneses. They found a dead mice, found a dead mouse in the container of oil. They didn't have electric light, so they used to pour in oil in the candelabra and they used to put in a wick. So they found a dead mouse. So the whole thing is so disgusting. So you shouldn't use that shemen. Strictly speaking, the shemen you may use it to eat. If you want to use it in a salad or something, it's kosher. Even though the dead mouse is a trafe. That's called Nisan Tam Levgam. That's not a problem. It's Nisan Tam Levgam. But it's Moos Lagavoya. So you're not allowed to use it. People would be annoyed. You're not allowed to use it, Lashamay. What does he write? Nun. Same thing to use it for Shabbos. What's it? Memtes. Hakivere Nalafechasech. Afili Yeshishim Kenegdo. And Mutabachila. Or if it's Nisan Tam Levgam, you don't even need Shishim. In Yeruvah, they quote two different kinds of mice. They call a squirrel. A squirrel is a achbara de dabra. It's the mouse of the field. And a mouse is a achbara de mosa. A mouse and a squirrel. So I think the squirrel is considered nice and tam l'shvach. The mouse is considered nice and tam l'gam. So he says, even if you have shishim, even if you have shishim on the squirrel, on the mouse, you don't need shishim, because we assume it's no samla gamsi, even if you don't have shishim, it's muta. But it's still hakaveh nalafecha secha. It's disgusting. So you're not allowed to use it. Yeah. Neshal besak nes muta likpris liyo. You're allowed to read a newspaper. You're allowed to read other things. Not only, one might have thought it's all hooked to the mitzvah, so I'm only allowed to use it for davening. No, you're allowed to use it to read even the secular things. No, nun aleph, nun beis. Hainu, what? Another echad shemen lahadloka bebeis haknesses. Somebody donated shemen. No, muta liquid had a divrei Torah. Lo bikriya shalchol. Really? Not allowed to read a newspaper. Not allowed to read a newspaper. But you're allowed to read it a sefer. The domin and there shall chanukah. The rova paskan afil lel merasa liyarim. Balamar says you're allowed to read divrei mitzvah. The ora near chanukah. We don't pass like that. Rabbi Paskim, hold the afil a little mud also. Yarn kid look come on. No. Shine husband binish a niker, shahid look shame mitzvah snachanik, below the shim davarachem, ashen kenoch, the kabbalah on the when they donate it to the shul, they mean that it should be used for divrei mitzvah. So to learn is good, but to read a newspaper, taka not allowed to. He said, Fichel, Paul Kamad, the Kari Inshili of divrei terra, tveika mitzvah, metabaschar mihu, zadaft misha nodar, near lebeis haknesis, avo bimkam shosim. Hagizborim neiros. That's if a private person donates shemen lamor. But if the gizbor takes money from the shul and he buys candles, adach likach b'matzoy Shabbos kadach neir lebeiso. Tidu mishtamish b'hem tash mishchol shor d'havilei bez masnalem. That's what they had in mind l'chatchila. They had no street lamps apparently in Europe, so they had a practice that they used to light candles, and on Matzoi Shabbos, whoever was afraid was going to slip in the street, was going to bump into a house or something. So they would take a candle. The candles were purchased from the money from the Kehillah, but that's what it's I meant for. So that you're allowed to use for Dibre Chol also. Okay. Sif Yudal Reimad Likim Ner Shal Hedyat Miner Beis HaKnesses yet. You're allowed to light one ner chanukah from another ner chanukah, but not allowed to light a ner shalchol from ner chanukah. That says you're not allowed to light a ner shalchol from the ner shal beis haknesses that's in front of the chazan. Because that's a miyuchad for mitzvahs. Yesh mishayim at the hanimili v'od shadokim le mitzvosam. Avakish tesoch lechaboysam mutter. Mean when it's still burning in front of the chazan, it's still davening, mayriv at night. So then you shouldn't light your own candle from that. But after you finish davening, you're about to blow it out. So then you can light another thing from it. It's no longer bishas mitzvos. What does he write in Nun Hey? Kishtzach lach bas matam v'chamir minei chanukah. After the first half hour, it's muta l'shtamish le'orane. So this also, after the chazan finishes davening, they don't need it anymore for the tefillah. So then it's no longer hooked on mitzvos. Mil or nogul izor bekach madlik mehem ner shu letzorach gadol. Meaning is that you are mekel. You have shagam ken she does bez lay bez masalai. Lachem chol advarim she nogul lahakol bedvarim elu. Who may have time to lay bez masalai. Okay.
Isn't
there Hanukkah
mutter
after the Zman also? Isn't it what? Ner Hanukkah. Isn't it mutter after the Zman, after this year? Yeah, that's what he says. Just like Ner Hanukkah after the half hour is mutter lehishtamish liyoros. Here also, after the chazan finished davening, so it's mutter to light another candle from it. That's what he quotes from the Vilna Gaon. After the chazan finished, that's a nun hay. Just like by Ner Hanukkah, it's mutter after the half hour. So here it's also mutter after the chazan finishes davening. But let's say the chazan is still davening and he needs the nair for the purpose of davening. Then another guy wants to light a cigarette. The other guy davened by the first minyan. He wants to light a cigarette, he wants to light a candle to go somewhere. But the chazan is still using it for the davening. So it's hooked on its also during that time. And the minyan is lahakel, even while the chazan is still davening, he says, Leib bez masnamen. Okay. Pnei krach shikona sefter b'histin shen yetzeh mea krach shen nishar mitan lo chelko. They all chipped in together. All the people in the little village, they bought a sefer. Each one paid $500, and all together they bought it. Then the guy moves to a different city. So he wants his $500. And they made it, they stipulated an invention. If anybody moves, they'll give him his $500 worth. He has, he has 5% ownership in the sefer. 20 people donated. He's a 5% ownership. But at the time that they bought the Sefer Torah, cost so much money. Now it's twice as much. How much do they have to give him? Is it considered that it's on loan to the Kehillah? He only gets back the $500. Is it considered he's a Shutter? He's entitled to 5% ownership of the Sefer Torah. So what does he say? It's considered a loan to the Kehillah. It's a $500 loan. It's not considered that he's a Shutter to that percentage. Well, such a long mission of brewer. What's going on here? What if a real shutfen bought a house? A real shutfen bought a house, and then the value of the house goes down. Of course, they have to give him his percentage of the ownership of the house. The share goes up. It's different. Talks about the breakaway shuls. Yeah, this should be the first Mishnah Berurah. Breakaway shuls. Everybody's making breakaway shuls. Okay. What's this? Acha sheyetze mibeis haknesses yelich habeis hamedesh v'yikva eis lilmod. You learn every morning after davening before you go to work. So Shaul says here, kavua. Shaloi aviret afam husav lahavir chabri. You have to have kavir sitim la Torah, even if it means you're going to lose money. Rabbi Soloveitchik has somewhere a drasha about this kavir sitim la Torah. Anybody remember where it is? One balabas was so taken by it. Soloveitchik says something like a date. He called the girl to make a date. How can you? How can you leave the girl there? You made a date with the Torah, you don't show up. This guy went crazy about that. He's kaveh eaten all the time. He loved that much. Oh, yeah? Okay. Af mi she'eni yodeh lilmad yeh lech lebeis hamerish eschar halicha biyodo She learned a little bit. Even if he's not going to learn a little bit, he should visit the Beis HaMedrash. It's a good idea to have breakfast every day. Okay, we shall have breakfast. Next thing, you have to be honest in business. Oh, yeah, yeah.